Is it actually acceptable for people to use idioms in a business environment? Well, let's find out. Hey up, mate. How's it going today? Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking and welcome to episode 40 of the Brit Speak Pod, where today we're talking all about if idioms can be used in business. But before we get into all that good stuff, my name is Dan, and I'm here to help you understand British life, British culture, and of course, British English. So if you're new around here, nice to meet you, mate. Do me a favour, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. I'd appreciate that. And if you're not new around here, welcome back, my friend. It's nice to see you again. Now, when people learn idioms, they tend to think that they're just these casual things that can only be used with your mates down the pub, you know. And in some cases, that's kind of true, but not all idioms work that way. There are loads that you will actually find in meeting rooms all over the country. And today, I'm going to show you 10 that are used in business all the time. So in business, when you're approaching something new, like a new project, you always want to get the best possible start, right? Kind of makes sense. And in that kind of situation, you might hear the first idiom from today's episode, and that is to hit the ground running. And this idiom means to start a new project or activity, you know, with loads of energy, you're proper enthusiastic about it, and hopefully you do things in a pretty efficient way. It's often used in business and professional settings to describe someone who's ready to, you know, work hard and put in a load of effort right from the beginning. For example, as soon as Sarah joined the team, she hit the ground running by completing all of her assigned tasks ahead of schedule. However, there's one thing that happens in most businesses, and that is wasting time. You know, sometimes you need to stop messing about and just get on with it, right? And in that situation, you can use the idiom cut to the chase. And this expression means to get straight to the point or to skip all the unnecessary stuff that's taking too much time and focus on the most important aspect of the thing that you're doing, like the situation or the conversation. It's commonly used in business meetings or discussions to encourage people to be like clear and go on, get on with it, you know, stop messing about, hurry up. And for instance, let's cut to the chase and discuss the main issues affecting the sales figures. Now, have you ever noticed that sometimes the hardest part of doing anything is just getting started, right? It takes more effort to actually begin doing the thing than you have to use to finish doing the thing. And this feeling is so common that we've actually got an idiom that's perfect in this situation, and that is to get the ball rolling. This phrase means to start an activity or process, usually by taking like the initial steps needed to get things moving. You know, it implies that you're taking an action just to initiate, to start. You don't really think it's going to do very much, but you know that if you can just do the basic stuff and get things moving, you'll start to build some momentum and then you'll be able to make good progress. For example, we need to get the ball rolling on this new marketing campaign by scheduling a brainstorming session. Good stuff. Now, occasionally, a problem will come up in the office and it needs a lot of people all working together to make sure that things get done and get you back on track, right? And if that happens, you might hear the idiom, all hands on deck. And this idiom basically means that everyone is needed to contribute to a certain task or project. And it's often used in situations where we need more support than what we've actually got, maybe because it's like a big problem, or maybe there's like a deadline coming and we're not going to make it. And in that case, you need that extra help and you might say, all hands on deck. For example, with the deadline approaching, we need all hands on deck to finalize the presentation. Now, most businesses, or at least good businesses, tend to have a pretty long-term plan. You know, they plan years in advance what's going to happen. However, in life, you can't really plan for every possible outcome, you know, and sometimes you spend time worrying about something that might not even happen, and that's a big waste of time. So if that happens, The idiom you need is to cross that bridge when we get to it. And this expression means to stop worrying about a problem, or at least postpone worrying about that problem or making that decision until it's absolutely necessary. There's no point planning something now that we can plan in 3 months' time when we've got more details. And it suggests dealing with issues as they come up rather than trying to worry about it before they even happen, because, you know, life is unpredictable sometimes, so maybe just wait to see what happens before you decide what to do. For example, let's focus on completing the current project and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it regarding the budget. Okay, so next, at work, everyone has got goals to hit and rules to follow. You know, that's the nature of work. However, sometimes these things change and it can be proper annoying. And that's where the idiom move the goalposts would be useful. And this phrase refers to the changing of rules or like criterias that are used to measure your success, right? Usually when you're not expecting it or in an unfair way. You know, it's commonly used in business to describe situations where the targets or expectations of your work are changed when you've already made loads of progress. For example, the management keeps moving the goalposts by revising the sales targets every quarter. I mean, to be fair, if that happened to me, I'd probably be pretty annoyed about it. But, you know, that's life sometimes, isn't it? And speaking of something being life, sometimes in business, depending on your job, you might end up away from the office for a while. I don't know, a business trip or something. But the office is not going to stop just because you're not there, right? They're going to keep working. They don't just hibernate until you get back. So that means while you're away, you're probably going to miss a lot of details. A lot of stuff will happen while you're not there that you don't know about. So when you get back to the office, you're going to be behind, right? And in that case, you could use someone to get you up to speed. And this idiom basically means to inform or update someone about developments or important information, especially if you've been absent or away for a while. And it's often used to make sure that everyone in the office has the same information and is working from the same page, right? For example, before the meeting, I need to get you up to speed on the latest marketing trends. And speaking of trends, you know, sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down, and that's kind of true in most businesses. Like, there are some times of the year where you're way more busy than other times. Like, deadlines are tighter, the amount of work that needs to be done is bigger, and at this time, you're probably going to work more than usual, right? And that could end up leading to you feeling snowed under. So this expression basically means that you're really overwhelmed due to a large amount of work or loads of responsibilities to the point where you feel like you're being buried. Imagine your work, all the paperwork and all the responsibilities is snow and it just keeps coming and coming till the point you're like buried by it, right? That's kind of what this means. And it's usually used in business as another way of saying, mate, I am proper busy. You might also hear people say, I'm swamped. It's the same thing. For example, I'm snowed under with deadlines this week and I won't be able to take on any additional work. Cool. Next one then. If you've ever dealt with a customer or a client, you know that you have to kind of make a special effort to make sure that person's happy. An happy customer is one that keeps coming back, you know? And sometimes we have to do things that are hard for us and are annoying and make our life worse just to keep them happy, right? And that's where the next idiom comes in. It's to bend over backwards. And this phrase means to make a great effort or a sacrifice to accommodate somebody else's needs or wants or wishes, right? It's often used to describe the idea of going above and beyond what is expected or even reasonable sometimes to please somebody else, right? For example, Our customer service team bends over backwards to make sure that every client has exceptional support. And having worked in customer service before, I know how annoying that can be, especially at the end of a long day. And speaking of a long day, You know when you've had one of them really, really long days? You started at 9 a.m, but it feels like you started in 1984. It's been that long. And you just want to turn off your computer. You just want to go home and, you know, watch Netflix or whatever you do in your free time. Well, in that case, I've got the perfect idiom for you. Call it a day. Now, this idiom means to stop working or to end an activity for today. And it's commonly used that it's time, mate. We've done enough. Let's just call it a day and let's go home so we can relax or maybe move on to another task. We're just sick of doing this one and it's time to give it a rest. For instance, we've made loads of progress on the project today, so let's call it a day and continue fresh tomorrow. Now, here on the Brit Speak Pod, you know, we usually deal with British English and British culture, but to be honest, I would imagine that most, if not all, of these are actually used in offices all over the world. They're pretty common. So learn them, use them, and I'm sure your office mates will appreciate it. But, you know, that's it for this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you there.